Back home now, and mental health groups say the life insurance industry is putting customers at risk by excluding people who've previously sought treatment. New data modelled by the ABC shows the number of Medicare-funded mental health plans rose a staggering 35% in just 4 years, despite the insurance industry continuing to clamp down on claims. SANE Australia has called for the lifting of blanket exclusions on policies. Here's our National Consumer Affairs reporter, Amy Bainbridge.
3 years ago, Tanya Wen's former husband, Barry, took his own life. It's a loss that she and her sons are still struggling to comprehend.
The best way to describe would be as probably one of the most popular, well-liked, well-loved people going, but probably the loneliest soul.
Tanya sought counselling and took medication to cope with her grief, but that had consequences when it came to getting full life insurance cover. Tanya's policy with BT for income protection insurance and life insurance doesn't cover her for any conditions related to her mental health, including stress and anxiety.
Stress, anxiety, that can then lead on to heart attack, stroke, all sorts of different illnesses. And that's the concern, because now I really feel as though I'm paying a lot of money for an insurance policy that I can't guarantee unless I keep my bus.
Nick Kerwin from the Financial Services Council, which represents the life insurance industry, says customers who receive a mental health exclusion should consider alternative policies.
Different insurers have different appetites for risk and will offer different terms. So do shop around, and if you're not sure, an advisor will be able to help.
But Tanya, who is a lawyer, says she was told by an insurance broker that no other companies would offer her full cover either. Instead, she told BT the exclusion was unfair. Eventually, the company told her if she doesn't seek further treatment for a 2-year period, her policy exclusions may be lifted.
I was ropeable, absolutely ropeable. I thought, well, hang on, so if I fall into a dark hole and I actually need help, you're almost encouraging me to take the option that I wouldn't want to take and then put more risk to my kids.
BT has told AM.
In the event a customer has a pre-existing condition when they apply for cover, exclusions may apply to the policy, consistent with our underwriting framework, which the customer agrees to. If a customer's circumstances change, we endeavour to reassess the customer's situation.
Deputy CEO of mental health charity SANE Australia, Dr. Michelle Blanchard, says exclusions can discourage people from seeking help.
We've heard a number of stories of people who have sought counselling for their relationships, for grief, perhaps because they've had some challenges in the workplace. And one of the challenges of people facing exclusion on those grounds is that it can deter others from seeking help because they're concerned about what that might mean for their financial future.
The Financial Services Council says the insurance industry's code of practice is being revised and it will serve consumers better.
National Consumer Affairs reporter Amy Bainbridge.